Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back with an instant reaction podcast here to spring practice number 7. Tuesday morning, the Miami Hurricanes practiced in full pads. Once again, I believe that is now the third fully padded practice of the spring. So definitely playing some real football out on Green Tree and in the SOFR indoor practice facility. Gabby, I want to start this instant reaction podcast just with an Alex Mirabal interview. So the offensive line coach spoke with the media following today's practice, and it was enlightening experience, like it always is with Coach Mirabal. Does a great job answering questions and just kind of putting it all out there. So we appreciate his transparency. Some of the interesting things he brought up. So today they did some cross training on the offensive line. He was saying they kicked Jalen Rivers from left tackle to left guard, and they had Markel Bell working with the first team left tackle. So that was interesting. Again, I think long term, or I think he even said this for next season, you know, Jalen Rivers is going to be the left tackle, but it would be a disservice to not get Jalen Rivers and other guys on the offensive line as well some reps at different spots. He mentioned Samson Okunlola played, you know, with various groupings at left tackle, at right tackle, and at left guard. He spoke about Samson because he is kind of splitting reps, you know, when they go to their, I don't know, traditional starting five. He is splitting reps with Lou Cristobal at left guard. And he did say, look, of the 19 years, I forget how many years he named, but of the 19 or so years he's been coaching at the college level, Samson Okunlola attacked the recovery process better than any offensive lineman he's seen, you know, coming off an injury or a procedure. And, you know, as he should take it this way, he took that as a sign that Samson just is itching to get back on the field. So he is pleased with what Samson is showing to this point. I still think, you know, look, it's just an effort to keep pushing Samson to leave no doubt that you are a guy that should be considered in that starting five. So it's probably a matter of time, and everything seems to be on a good trajectory with Samson as it relates to all that. He also said, you know, Zach Carpenter doing a solid job here transitioning to a new team as the starting center. He talked about Gabby. You noticed at the start of spring how Zach snaps with his left hand. He said early in his playing career, he like tore ligaments in his right thumb. He said he's actually right-handed, but he had to, you know, some things happened, I guess, at Indiana to their starting center or something. And so he had to teach himself how to snap with his left hand. So he is ambidextrous. He did say Zach Carpenter is highly intelligent. He did recognize or at least hint that, yeah, he's a different type of leader than maybe Matt Lee is, but the intelligence is there. And he knows, you know, the different calls he needs to make as the center. And he's confident that his leadership will grow from a vocal standpoint, you know, throughout the summer and into the fall. So those were some of the talking points on Coach Mirabal. I know you were listening too, Gabby. Was there anything I missed that you want to touch on that he brought up?
I want to talk a little bit about Markel Bell. Like, I thought it was interesting that he said that he was working with Markel Bell when we kicked Jalen Rivers inside, got Markel Bell some snaps at left tackle. It seems like he's a guy that they're trying to, you know, bring along. He talked about, like, you know, it's not, we don't do developmental years here. You know, he talked about just trying to get Markel Bell ready to go. Said that he was over basically 6'9", or, you know, maybe a shade under 6'9". So talked about his great length, his athleticism, you know, everything that Markel Bell brings to the table. So, you know, he talked about playing Tommy Kinsler in different tackle spots also along with the inside. So it seems like they're moving guys around a lot plenty, you know, raved about Inez Cooper and just the strides that he's made both physically with the way he's reshaped his body from the time that really he committed to Miami. When he committed to Miami, he was, you know, close to 400 pounds. Yeah, I think he said that Inez Cooper's 338 now, so has lost, you know, over 60 pounds and reshaped his body. He said, talked about how much he's grown mentally too, where he was kind of a shy, afraid to talk type of kid. And, you know, we saw, I think last week, David, during one-on-ones, Inez Cooper was basically in the back of the end zone, just basically providing commentary towards some of the reps that we saw. So his personality has definitely come out, and he's taken on a leadership role. So you know, Coach Mirabal was great today. You know, hearing him talk candidly and openly is always a treat. And you know, he definitely seems excited about this offensive line and you know, the versatility and you know, all the different things that some of these guys bring. So just wanted to, you know, touch on Markel Bell and, you know, how he spoke so highly of Inez Cooper. Would encourage everyone to just listen to the interview. I'm sure Chris Stock will have that up on InsideTheU.com shortly. But it was a cool session for sure.
Yeah, definitely go check out the full interview. One other thing to highlight that he touched on was he raved about Cam Ward. He was asked about, you know, the transfer quarterback from Washington State. Very, very strong things that he said about Cam Ward in terms of the leadership he's providing, the toughness he's providing, the offense, and also just his ability as a quarterback. So just for that quote alone, I would go watch what Coach Mirabal said about Cam Ward. I can't remember the last time a position coach that had nothing to do with the quarterback kind of raved about a Miami quarterback like that. I don't know when the last time that happened at UM was. Maybe Derek King was getting some of that stuff because he was a big time leader during his time at Miami as well. But Cam Ward has really made a strong impression on Alex Mirabal. And as we all know, Alex Mirabal is the right hand man of Mario Cristobal. So I would assume Mario Cristobal feels the same way. Let's get into practice and some of the things we saw, Gabby. You know, again, full pads. During one-on-ones, I kind of watched the linebackers and the running backs do their one-on-ones. And I'll say this, some of the things that stood out to me, I think the young guys, the young linebackers are intriguing. I'm not saying they're going to earn a significant role this year. But Adarius Hayes, the early enrollee freshman, keeps catching my eye with the pads on. I think he, you know, takes his game to another level with the pads on, and his physicality is able to be on display when the full pads come on. So I thought he did a good job. And Bobby Pruitt, Cameron Pruitt, had a nice interception in coverage during one-on-ones as well. Kind of two areas concern me, and, you know, don't really want to keep beating this drum, but running back just needs more juice at that position group. I understand they're missing guys due to injury, etc., but just needs more juice there. Safety too, just a little bit I watch of seven on, a little bit of a watch of one-on-one. I just want more there. So those were just kind of my quick thoughts on one-on-ones. Nothing really stood out in terms of depth chart changes or anything like that. Wesley Bissaint was back fully dressed after going through last week in a red non-contact jersey. Gabby, I know you were watching the quarterbacks, receivers, DBs, their one-on-one session a little more than I was. What stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the guys that have kind of been performing well, I think are still, you know, I think Cam Ward obviously looks the part. You know, he continues to show that he's the quarterback of this team. I think he's just separated himself, you know, to this point of fall camp, you know, like what we've kind of seen from Jakari Brown and Reese Poffenbarger. Emery Williams, you know, at times I think shows some flashes too, but I think Cam, just next level. I think one thing that just always stands out about Cam is just, I think he always just gives his, more often than not, gives his receivers a chance to make a play. So they were working some, you know, kind of goal line, you know, some of those situations, some red zone and, you know, beyond, like, you know, got up to, I think, the 5 or 10 yard line. So working a lot of fade balls, some quick routes where he kind of has to, you know, put it right where it needs to be. And, you know, just always gives his receivers a chance to make a play, you know, threw a couple good balls to Isaiah Horton, who kind of climbed the ladder and made a couple nice catches on Daryl Porter today. I thought Jacoby George ran some crisp routes, especially when the field shrunk and was able to kind of just create separation with his ability to get off the line of scrimmage, even against like a physical guy like Jadis Richard. I thought he did well. JoJo Trader, I thought, did his thing. Nye Carr made a really, really nice kind of fade ball catch on Miles Muyung, so that was encouraging to see. Someone that's just stood out to me, I think both David in that, you know, kind of like inside run stuff that they were doing with the linebackers, and then again in just one-on-ones is Elijah Lofton. You know, he's someone that was taking some carries out of the backfield, looked like he knew what he was doing, as far as just kind of finding the hole and ripping through it. And then again, when he kind of lines up as a tight end, he's a tough cover for some of those bigger safeties. You know, was able to create some separation, and even after practice had someone walk out, you know, someone that, you know, I know knows ball and is around a lot, just walks off and just saying like, 9 is the best player on the field, referring to Elijah Lofton. So, you know, I think it's a good sign of where things are kind of going with Elijah. Obviously a lot of time to go see where, you know, as far as what that role for him looks like, but it seems like he's making you know, strides here early on in his true freshman season. Defensively, you know, again, I thought Daryl Porter did a good job, you know, again in those coverage situations, just tough, you know, sometimes the corner you're going to get beat. You know, I thought he did a good job of just providing solid coverage. Jadis Richard, you know, wasn't as strong coverage as we've seen, you know, over the past few days. I thought Robert Stafford did a good job on a route with JoJo Trader, just providing some sticky coverage. JoJo Trader made a good play, kind of got to tip your cap there. I would say that's probably the most of what I took away from that one-on-one session. I just want to echo what you said about Adarius Hayes, you know, just from what I didn't see much of that, but one of the plays I saw, just kind of watched the young freshman again. I think when he kind of gets downhill and, you know, makes the right read, gets to the ball carrier, you know, working sort of north south, you know, he's impressive, you know, especially in full pads where, you know, that great size and length really, you know, I think gets emphasized. So again, when he does the right thing, you know, Adarius Hayes definitely looks to part. So encouraged about some of the early things that we've seen from him with the pads on. So I think that's about what I kind of took away from the morning practice session.
Yeah, and I'll echo the Elijah Lofton love from this practice. I had someone else who watched practice just kind of tell me that Elijah Lofton had a really good day at practice from, you know, during the sessions that we were not able to watch. So he is certainly a early enrollee freshman that is really making a strong impression here with the pads on. So that is good. All right, Gabby, let's get into a recruiting minute here, a recruiting segment brought to you by Canes Connection. Again, they are a partner here on the podcast, sponsoring what we're doing here on Through the Smoke. And again, they have a deal set up, a promo code. If you sign up for a membership today with Canes Connection and type in the promo code 247, you get 20% off your first month with Canes Connection. And they have different levels of membership, and any level you can fulfill is a help to the program. This is one way to make a mark on the program by helping UM Athletics support its student athletes both in talent acquisition and talent retention. So that's canesconnection.com. again, promo code 247 for 20% off. Gabby, lots of recruits out there today. Once again, who are the key names to know out on Green Tree practice field?
Yeah, I think the biggest, most important name that was out there is Cortez Mills, the, you know, top 247 wide receiver out of Homestead. Was able to chat with him a little bit, you know, before he left campus. And it sounds like he really liked what Miami's doing on offense. You know, he highlighted Cam Ward and, you know, the way Miami was kind of, you know, spraying the ball around during that practice. And he knows that this is a spot where he can, he's going to be put in position to make plays. He said Miami's coming after him super hard. He said he's got coaches on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball that are texting him every single day. Miami's going to get the last official visit from him this summer. He said he's got trips to Nebraska, Florida, and Clemson also on the official visit schedule. And then he has, I believe, trips to Penn State and Oklahoma unofficially coming up here in, you know, late March and early April. So I think Miami's in a really good spot. You know, I still think the Hurricanes have the inside track there. Was good to get him back on campus. I believe this was the third spring practice that he was able to watch at Miami. So doesn't sound like a decision's coming anytime soon. He said he wanted to play out the official visit process, but I think Miami's going to have pretty good odds at getting that done when the time comes, when those summer months rolling around. A couple other offensive guys I think that are worth highlighting. A couple of guys in the 2026 class. So those are guys that will be juniors. One of them was Miami commit Malachi Toney out of Plantation American Heritage. He was back on campus. I believe this is the second time that I've seen him on campus this spring. Still taking some visits. I think he went to Florida State. Has probably been to a couple other spots. But he was on campus watching the wide receivers. Miami also had Jabari Brady, the Chaminade Madonna transfer. So he just got there out of after spending his first two seasons at Coconut Creek Monarch. He was back on campus, and Miami is, of course, he's a top local target that the Hurricanes are highly interested in as well. So a couple wideouts that were here on Tuesday, and I think Thursday it sounds like it's going to be a pretty big day. And still gotta wait for some confirmation, but it sounds like there's going to be at least one major target on campus Thursday. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully Miami's able to get said prospect on campus. So definitely wait on that over the next couple days.
All right, we'll get out of here on that. Appreciate everyone for listening. Check out InsideTheU.com for complete coverage. And until next time, take care.